Dr. Pinsky dictating Emil Amion Regulo, R-E-G-U-L-O, Hernandez, hyphen, Leal, L-E-A-L. Regulo Hernandez Leal is a 29-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9-14-21. Pretty fell back and injured his right shoulder. Pretty was a poor historian due to the language barrier. Period. He indicates he was not hospitalized for this problem, but he did undergo surgery. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per your cover letter, he claimed to have injured his right shoulder. Pretty, however, the employee's report of injury indicated it actually involved his left shoulder. Period. As per the records applied, the petitioner was seen at the emergency room on 9-14-21, period. He was excused from work through 9-18-21 with unlimited activities. Pretty was placed in a sling on the right shoulder for a diagnosis of sprain, period. He related he was cleaning and tripped and fell, breaking his fall with his right shoulder, where he now had complaints of pain, period. X-rays showed the possibility of a fracture, not initially detected in the emergency room. We'll scratch that. X-rays of the right shoulder failed to show any fracture, dislocation, or soft tissue swelling. Period, he was able to abduct and adduct the shoulder with pain. Period, there was no deformity or sensory loss. Period, he had a strong radial pulse with some tenderness over the scapula. Period, he was diagnosed with a sprain of the right shoulder. Period. He then underwent an MRI of the shoulder on 3-16-22. Period. I'm not in receipt of any bridging medical documentation. Period. This study was ordered by Dr. Levengood, L-E-V-E-N-G-O-O-D. Period. Insert those results here. He received a return to work note indicating he was unable to work as of 3-18-22. Period. This was authored by Sports Medicine South. Period. The brief note indicates the MRI indicated a diagnosis that is best treated by surgery. He was advised to consider operative management by Dr. Levengood. Period. New paragraph on 5-2-22. Dr. Kercher, K-E-R-C-H-E-R, performed an independent medical evaluation. Period. He related after he fell backwards in the bathroom. He had a shoulder dislocation. Period. The shoulder spontaneously reduced. Period. However, he had had over 10 dislocation events since then. Period. He went to urgent care facility where x-rays were taken and then was referred to orthopedics. Period. He had an MRI after which surgery was recommended. Period. He noted a history of left shoulder stabilization surgery in high school. Period. He smoked one pack of cigarettes per week. Period. The MRI report noted chronic appearing bony Bankart fracture of the anterior inferior glenoid measuring 1.9 by 0.7 centimeters with displacement inferiorly, semicolon, chronic appearing Hill-Sachs impaction fracture of the humeral head and tear of the anterior inferior glenoid from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock position. Period. Dr. Kircher rendered a diagnosis of traumatic right shoulder instability with glenoid fracture resulting from an anterior dislocation. Period. He noted there were signs of chronicity within the MRI imaging report. But however, in his opinion, this appeared to simply be a result of the delay from September to March when he had his MRI. Period. Dr. Kircher recommended right shoulder arthroscopic stabilization. Period. He continued to see Dr. Kircher, according to his work status forms. Period, as of 8/17/23, he was deemed to reach maximum medical improvement. Period. An actual progress note was issued on 8/17/23 by Dr. Kircher. Period. He noted on 9/14/22 he underwent arthroscopy with a Bankart lesion repair. Period. He had another surgery to the shoulder on 9/9/14 whose specifics were. Scratch that. He underwent another shoulder surgery on 9/9/14. Period. He remained symptomatic about the shoulder and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period of 9/20/23. Another shoulder MRI was done to be inserted here. Period, this was an MRI arthrogram. Period, lastly, on 9/21/23, he was seen at Northside Hospital. He brought in only a part of this report. Period. This was to follow up for his recent MRI. Period. His shoulder symptoms had been unchanged since the last visit. Period. He stopped physical therapy due to increased pain. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars bilaterally at the shoulders and a healed open surgical scar about the left shoulder near his biceps. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, motion of the right shoulder elicited crepitus. Period, active flexion was 150 degrees, but passively this was 160 degrees. Period, motion of the right shoulder was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 plus for resisted left shoulder abduction. Period. Strength was 5 minus/5 for resisted right shoulder external rotation and elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation anteriorly and posteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 9/14/21. Regulo Hernandez Leal slipped and fell at work onto his outstretched right arm. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and was diagnosed with a shoulder sprain. Period. He apparently had a gap in care. prepared. He did undergo a shoulder MRI at 3/16/22 to be inserted here. Prepared Dr. Kircher reviewed these results with him on 5/2/22 and thought surgery was indicated. Prepared surgery was done as noted above, perhaps on two occasions. Prepared. The petitioner did have another MRI arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Hernandez Leal found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder with crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Period. He had heel surgical scarring of both shoulders. Period. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability with trouble to the right shoulder. It appears that this petitioner does have bilateral shoulder laxity, comma, a non-work-related disorder. Period. And that is the end.